Hi, I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today at the NFL Combine, where we've collected impressions about the Patriots from one of the game's all-time great personnel evaluators, a one-time Patriot draft choice who had a long career as a quarterback elsewhere, and a one-time Patriot insider who's now an ESPN insider.
I think they look at players that can play multiple positions. You know, as an example, the center from Florida State is a left tackle. And so I think that Bill looks for those type of people that may have done something different in high school or at college that weren't as noticeable, that you can move them to a different position and do well with them. I mean, you know, he took the wrestler from a school that didn't even have football, and he started at guard for you for I don't know how many years. So that's doing that kind of thing that makes you successful.
I always chose as a player to go back and look at what's my role in it, and what could I have done differently to impact that game. We had a lot of opportunities offensively to really finish the Patriots out that night, and we didn't capitalize on them. And I always mentioned we had a play that was blocked wrong in a critical fourth and third down situation that would have really iced the game. We didn't get that done. So you can always look back at one play and say, you know, you need the tuck rule and all the other stuff, but they made plays down the stretch, and we didn't make enough plays. And I think it's unfortunate, because we went back to Oakland after that game, and we traded away our head coach, which was the worst decision that Al Davis ever made, and you know, eventually cost us a chance to win a Super Bowl. But and of course, the Patriots in that game just catapulted and really began their dominance. But you know, it's something you always look back on. But I don't harbor any ill feelings, because I've got great respect for what they've accomplished in New England. I think you're foolish not to look at what they've done and marvel.
The offseason's almost like playing catch-up for some teams. It's filling holes that we have, or filling holes that we anticipate that we'll have. But the Patriots, it seems like, are always a year or two ahead of the curve, right? You know, the needs, we may not forecast them as a need, but the team's addressing them before people even realize, hey, let's draft Nate Solder in the first round. When you have two starting tackles playing at a high level, and yet you know that a year away from that, Nate might be your starting left tackle. And even in the meantime, he can be your sixth offensive lineman, start at guard if needed, start at right tackle, start at left tackle, play the sixth offensive lineman in the Super Bowl. That seems to be the thing they consistently do. So get ahead of the game, player evaluation-wise, salary cap-wise, schematically on the field. You see it in sort of all facets of the operation.